Star Wars 7x7 episode 2992. It's an Andor Monday, and yes, I know it was Andor all week long for the most part last week, and it might be this week too, but today we're going to talk about senators, specifically ones that we might meet who we previously met in Rogue One, and also we're going to start digging into one senator in particular. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So before we jump into the Andor stuff, I do want to say that, hey, you know, I'm not always right on the podcast, but when I am, it's pretty exciting. So just yesterday, I was talking about the possibility that we might see the Mandalorian and Grogu at Galaxy's Edge, the real life experience of Star Wars at Disney World and Disneyland, or Walt Disney World, I guess I should call it, because of the fact that we get to see something that very much looks like rock formations on Batuu in that trailer for The Mandalorian. I've been saying this actually since May when they showed the footage at Star Wars Celebration. Well, it turns out that at the D23 Expo on Sunday, they had a panel about Disney parks and what would be coming to them. And yes, Jon Favreau actually showed up at that panel and announced that The Mandalorian and Grogu will be arriving at Galaxy's Edge in November for in-person meets and greets and interactions. So that's half right on the prediction. So far. Now I just gotta wait till 2023 to see if Batuu and Mandalorian Season 3 actually pans out as well. All right, so let's talk about Rogue One and senators that we meet. So there are two different aspects of the movement to restore the Alliance. There's a military aspect and a civil aspect, which is supposed to encompass the idea that yes, they're at war, but they also are intending to replace the Empire with their own democratic government. And so Mon Mothma is actually the head of both the military and the civil situation, but underneath her on the civil side, there is a cabinet of sorts, and there are senators who are leading six sections of the cabinet. And those six sections of the cabinet are education, industry, military, supply, state, and war, and it's led by a secretary of the cabinet. Now, according to Wikipedia, we've only identified three of those six. So Pamlo, Senator Pamlo is the Minister of Education. Then you have Senator Vaspar, who is the head of industry. And you have Senator Jebel, who is the head of finance. And again, these are civilian positions. So say General Draven, who was obviously present at the meeting of the Alliance Council when they were considering whether to go to Scarif or not. He's not part of the civilian council. He's on the military side of things. So those are three senators you want to keep an eye on out for in Rogue One. That would be Jebel and Pamlo and Vaspar, and who knows who the other three are going to be, but we'll probably get maybe an inkling of that as we go through the events of the Andor series. And then the Secretary of the Cabinet is its own position, and that person at the time of Rogue One is Bail Organa. So here are a couple of things about Bail Organa that are worth sharing that may well affect the Andor series, even in Season 1. One of the nods from the Rogue One Ultimate Visual Guide, which is, well, where this is coming from. So yeah, we're, I think, actually about done with the Rogue One Visual Guide today. For real, okay? So one of the captions in one of the photos says, Senators Mothma and Bail Organa organized meetings at Cantham House on Bail's Coruscant estate to discuss the future structure of a rebellion. And the guide also goes on to say that Bail Organa has been secretly orchestrating a rebellion against the Empire for years, and that Alderaan is a major contributor to the cause. And the last thing about Bail, and not just Bail that's worth mentioning, is that over the years, he's been treading a, quote, razor's edge, as both he and then subsequently his daughter, Leia Organa, have been giving voice to the downtrodden and starting investigations of Imperial abuses. Meanwhile, in secret, Alderaan has funded, equipped, and armed the rebellion at Bail's command. So yeah, Bail is deeply active in this venture, and I still don't know whether we're gonna see him in Season 1. Certainly we ought to see him in Season 2. Well, maybe. I mean, they might be able to do it without him because they can just focus on, as Tony Gilroy has said, you know, a certain weekend and then a certain day and then a certain 8 days. And Bail Organa doesn't have to show up during those, 12 days, right? So it's possible they can do the show without him, but he is certainly a major force for the rebellion and building the alliance behind the scenes. And then we get to Mon Mothma, and she's the person that I really want to talk about in depth. So when I say that we might be going into Andor stuff all week long, it's because we might be talking about Mon Mothma and her backstory for a good chunk of time this week. But I'll give you this much, and this is from the Rogue One Ultimate Visual Guide, and the stuff that we dig into with her backstory will be out of that guide as we progress. But this is the capsule bio for her. Mon Mothma was born into political life. Her father was an Arbiter General in the Galactic Republic, and her mother was a governor on their native Chandrila. When she was old enough, Mon Mothma joined the Galactic Senate, becoming one of the youngest senators in the council to date. Her political ascendancy accompanied the most trying times for the Republic, a separatist crisis precipitating the outbreak of the Clone Wars. Now, as it relates to the Andor series more directly, there's a caption entitled Visions of Hope, which says Senators Mothma and Organa found ways to use the Senate to surreptitiously supply the burgeoning rebellion. They had to tread carefully as the Senate was rife with spies from the Imperial Security Bureau. If discovered, their actions would lead to accusations of treason, which eventually they do, because in 2 BBY, Mon Mothma has to flee Chandrila because she's been branded a traitor. And more specifically, what the Rogue One Ultimate Visual Guide says about that is that after the escalating outrages committed by the Imperial military left her no choice, Mon Mothma spoke out publicly and directly addressed Emperor Palpatine as a, quote, lying executioner, unquote, in a widely broadcast Holonet proclamation. Such treason immediately rocketed Mothma to the top of the Empire's most wanted list, surprise, surprise, and she fled Coruscant. Resigning her seat in the Imperial Senate, it was this declaration of rebellion that gave rise to the formal alliance to restore the Republic. That happened in 2 BBY. So yeah, we're not seeing anything related to that until season 2 of Andor, if we see it at all. But Mon is a fascinating character, and I do hope that they've done more than what Genevieve O'Reilly implied by carving out a space for Mon Mothma's character in the Andor series. I hope that she is deeply a part of its fabric, and I want to learn more about her. So that's, I think, what we're going to do over the next couple of days. And I hope you are as excited about that possibility as I am. So yeah, that's what we've got to look forward to this week, I believe. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.